President John Mahama, the chief executive of UN Habitat, Dr. John Close, Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan, South Africa's Foreign Minister Maite Mashabemi, Liberian's Foreign Minister Augustine Ngafuam, as well as other ministers of state joined in the discussion on how urbanization can be managed. The session was done in a relaxed manner where everyone had an opportunity to contribute to the topic. Urbanization simply means increased growth of cities and towns. As a result of rural urban drift in Africa, urbanization has contributed to rising slum establishment, poverty and inequality. The UN Habitat is a UN agency for human settlement and sustainable urban development. The agency works in 70 countries, including Ghana. Its chief executive, Dr. John Close, has been working closely with Ghana on how to develop a slum upgrading program, global housing strategies and many others to solve the country's huge urbanization challenges. From a reporter's point of view, it appears African leaders need strong policy responses in addressing the challenges of urbanization. These will include destroying slums and building affordable housing units, providing infrastructure that will benefit groups like the poor, elderly, women, and the youth. There must be equal access to education and healthcare for all, among many others. These policies must be binding. South Africa's Foreign Minister, Ms. Maite Mashabemi, had an interesting but critical idea on how the urbanization plan can be sustained.
We need to have, under your leadership, ministers of human settlements throughout the continent. Not ministers of housing, ministers of human settlements. A settlement must be alive. A settlement must be integrated. If you have a settlement of the rich, it's an artificial settlement. It is not sustainable. But an integrated settlement, particularly taking the African setting, takes space for people from all economic well-being integrated in one place. Our children grow up aspiring to move from one ladder of the society to the next. That way it deals with issues of unemployment because people are integrated, they know each other, sense of pride of not living in those favelas or those ghettos. That we are not short of decisions on our continent. We are short of implementation.
Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan thinks even as the urbanization agenda is being pushed, it must be done bearing in mind the indigenous African social and family systems.
Back home in Nigeria and most other African countries, we don't have digital welfare system. We are unemployed, people have some income. Yeah, you are their brother's keepers. So somebody who is maybe a minister has so many people who take care of. Middle you are succeeding in business, your cousins, your cousin children, everybody hangs around you, your aged people must hang around you. And that is how we've been maintaining our social system. How do we manage our problems? How do we plan to accommodate it? Because if you just plan without thinking about others and you just adapt based on Western standard, you get to a situation where you begin to see ghettos. Imagine.
President Mahama entreated colleague heads of state to hold national forums on urbanization in their respective countries and come out with workable strategies that can be discussed at an Africa Urbanization Forum next year.
We need to chart the way forward. One, we need champions to deal with this subject in Africa, and I can see that there's a high interest, and several other presidents, you know, can champion the issue of urbanization in Africa. So what I would suggest is that maybe within a certain time frame, we should all have national forums on urbanization in our different countries.
Early this year, the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, invited President Mahama to be the lead voice in the urbanization drive. Ghana is already implementing an urban renewal program.